We're also joined this month by Naked Astronomy old-timer Andrew Ponson. And to start with, we've had a question from Dave Morris, who wants to know, what is escape velocity and why can I climb away from the Earth?
It's a very good point. We often talk about escape velocity, and the way to think about it is this. I mean, suppose you want to get something away from the Earth so that it never falls back, say a cricket ball or something. One possibility for how to get it away from the Earth is to throw it upwards very, very hard. Now, you're going to have to throw it so hard that it leaves your hand at what we call the escape velocity. For the Earth, that's about 17,000 miles an hour or so. And the reason that works is it's just going so fast that despite the pull of the Earth's gravity trying to get it back, it's never going to be able to cancel out that speed in the end. So the cricket ball really will, in that case, just carry on going. That calculation, by the way, does ignore air resistance, but we tend to do that when we talk about these things. That's one way you could get this cricket ball up into space and make sure it never comes back. But it's only one way. I mean, that assumes that you just throw it and then leave it to carry on about its own business. If you can find some way of applying a force all the way up, then there's absolutely no reason why you have to give it that speed to start with. So, for instance, I mean, the question asks about a ladder. And, of course, a ladder is something that allows you to keep applying a force. So if you've got the cricket ball in your pocket, as you climb up this very, very long ladder, you keep applying an upward force all the way up. And so that means you don't have to give it all the energy to start with. You're sort of giving it to it in small doses, if you like. And in fact, of course, the same applies to rockets. Rockets don't sort of suddenly start out at the escape velocity. They keep on accelerating. They keep on having a force applied to them all the way out.
Hasn't this idea been co-opted into what looks like science fiction, really, but the idea of a space elevator, the fact that we might actually be able to put some sort of cable that one end is in orbit and the other end is on the surface, and then we can actually just pull things slowly up into space?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You have to be a little bit careful about how you would construct one of these things, because obviously if you're not careful, when you apply the force to pull things up, if you're sort of pulling the other end of the cable from space, you'll apply an equal and opposite force to yourself, so you'll end up falling in. But the way that this is avoided is normally by having some sort of a counterweight system. And indeed, that there's no need for anything that you're pulling up ever to achieve the escape velocity. The main problem with that idea, actually, is making a cable that's strong enough.
And if we can get away with only applying a small force for a long time, like climbing up a ladder, then why do rockets use enormous amounts of fuel and they're basically just a bomb in a tube?
That's a very good question, actually. Of course, there's a lot of things to take into account when you're designing a rocket. You need to get it up in a reasonable amount of time, and you need to work out how much fuel you're going to use up doing that, and how much fuel you're going to have to take with you. But I don't, off the top of my head, have a brilliant answer to that question.
Jonathan, any ideas?
Yeah, what space physicists are increasingly doing, of course, is using things like ion drives, which do have an incredibly tiny force, but they can run for a long period. So for getting to remote objects, some of the asteroid missions and so on, they've used these ion drives, which don't have very much kick behind them, but they can keep going for a long, long, long time. And so using a slow acceleration, you can change your orbit quite substantially. But you've got to get the thing up into space first, and to do that, you need your rocket.
I guess the unique problem you face when you're trying to get out of the Earth's gravitational field is that gravitational field is always trying to pull you back. And the longer you take to get out of the Earth's gravity, the longer you've got to burn just to keep yourself up in the air. So you probably want to get yourself up and out as quickly as possible. And then you can use slower propulsion methods like ion drives once you're out in orbit.
I think that's got to be right, hasn't it? That when you're first taking off, that's when the gravity is at its strongest. So you want to minimise the amount of time you spend in that strong gravitational field.
And of course, to complicate things even further, the Earth has an atmosphere which screws up all your calculations unless you can get off above that atmosphere fairly quickly.